A lot of the major contributors are back. I think we've added a great group of transfers as well as freshmen who have an opportunity to help us.
It's been almost a year since the UWF football program kicked off against Ave Maria. And Shinnick says he and the coaching staff have been gauging themselves compared to what it was like last fall, what it was like last spring, and where the program is now.
One of the fun things that we've been able to see is we've just gotten better each time we've shown up and started. So obviously from the fall of 15, we're a much better team. But even from spring 2017, when we walked off the field to starting up 9 days ago, we're at a further along place, and our guys know that.
One of the key changes for this year's team is a new defensive coordinator, Darian Doolin. The Argos will continue with the base 3-4, three down linemen and four linebackers, but Shinnick says more is planned for the back end of the defense.
You're going to see a lot more coverages, matchups, which I think will play to our strength right now. Our secondary is playing very well. We've got some guys that can run around. You're going to see us just mix that up, match that up a little bit more than we did in the past.
Offensively, the big challenge in both the spring and preseason has been finding a replacement for quarterback Caleb Nobles, who graduated and is now on the UWF coaching staff. Gray Jackson, who saw playing time in 2016, is at the top of the depth chart.
Gray went into spring as the starter. He came out of spring as the starter, did not do anything to lose that position. It's not something that we're in a hurry to make a decision on. It's not something that, you know, we're ready to announce. We like the competition.
The numbers indicate a veteran team will be wearing Argonaut green, blue, and white in 2017. 80 lettermen are returning, including 9 starters each on offense and defense. On the offensive side of the ball are wide receiver Antoine Griffin and running back Chris Shores. First up, Griffin.
We understand that we have to come together as a team a lot much more than last season. We know last year was our first year. All the jitters are out. Everybody understands the competition level that we're playing against this year.
Coming into fall camp, we've been a lot more consistent throughout, you know, knowing the plays and understanding the playbook and the system that we're put in.
Speaking for the defenders, defensive tackle John Williamson and linebacker Reggie Barnes.
Having a season to play together, the 11 games we played, I think we grew a lot in that time.
Yeah, I think we've learned a lot of trust and discipline. You know, we trust each other to do the right assignments. You know, we gave up some big plays last year, and that was just not being disciplined. So those are the two biggest things that I think we've overcome.
Barnes and Griffin have been named to the preseason All-Gulf South Conference team, along with linebacker Andre Duncombe. Head coach Pete Shinnick is also all smiles over the 2017 recruiting class.
Because we've really added, I think, a quality group of student-athlete. And I think you continue to recruit. You're always trying to find that guy. But I'm happy with who's on our team right now that we've brought in.
There is one major change Argo fans will note. The high noon kickoffs at Bayfront Stadium have gone the way of the leather helmet and the wishbone.
Well, it's hot at noon for everybody. We looked at it in the first year. We kind of experimented and got a lot of great feedback from our fans that the night games were more enjoyable. I think downtown Pensacola likes our night games, likes that time set. People can eat downtown, come over to the game, and then go there afterwards.
The first four UWF home games this season, Midwestern State, Shawan, Valdosta State, and Mississippi College, will begin at 6 p.m. The final two home games, Delta State and North Alabama, will have 4 o'clock kickoffs. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.